الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. وقال تعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In this ayat which we had discussed yesterday, that Allah Ta'ala addresses the believers and says that rozas have been made, fasting has been made farad upon you. So fasting, we should observe fasting completely and keep fast rozas, saum, as Allah has prescribed. And that is roza of the eyes also, don't use them in any haram. Roza of the tongue also, we don't speak anything which is undesirable, which is haram. Our thoughts also, heart and mind, hand, fingers, what we typing on the phone, etc. All that also, everything, we should keep rozas like that. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. As the rozas were made on people before, the ummats of before, everyone all kept rozas also. And the great gift of roza and the natural effect of fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you acquire taqwa, by which you become the friends of Allah. And the great, great virtues of taqwa in this world also, and in akhirat also. All that Allah Ta'ala says, your work is for a very little time, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ, just for a few days which are of counting, easily countable. 30, we all read our tasbihat, fatmi, subhanallah, 33 times on the fingers we read, and much more than that also. But just 30 is just a few days, it's nothing much. 29, 30 days, whatever the month is, you just have to really make that effort in that month, and you will acquire this taqwa. Also, the tafsir of it is that a few days you have to keep these rozas. But they were not specified which days. Then the ayat Shahru Ramadan specified which are those days that you have to keep your rozas in. It is in the month of Ramadan. So these are just a few days, and they are the days of Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, we are to follow the lunar calendar, the calendar by the moon. So Allah Ta'ala has made it in that way that your Ramadan will come in all seasons. Summer, winter, autumn, spring, it will be spread over all the seasons. And that is also a great gift from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, where in winter we get long nights for Allah's ibadat. And in Ramadan, in summer, we get long days for keeping the roza. And roza, fasting is such a thing, Allah has prescribed it and made it, that all the time you are in ibadat. You are in ibadat. Even when you go to the toilet, you are in ibadat. Otherwise, in the toilet, you are not allowed to take Allah's name. You can't make dhikr also. And you shouldn't waste time. You just finish, you shouldn't sit longer in the toilet. But while you are in the toilet, you are in roza. There also is thawab for you. All the time, roza is such an ibadat that whatever you are doing, you're sleeping. And then also you are in ibadat. A rozedar, while he's sleeping also, but he's in ibadat also. So a great ibadat Allah has given for this great month of Ramadan. This is that month which Allah has made, in which the Quran Sharif was revealed. Unzila fihi al-Quran, the Quran Sharif, and all the heavenly scriptures, all the kitabs which Allah has sent to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were also revealed in this month. Maulana Idris Kandilvi rahmatullah alayhi has quoted the narration that on the first of Ramadan, the booklets that were given to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam were given on the first of Ramadan. On the 6th of Ramadan, the Torah was revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. On the 12th of Ramadan, the Psalms of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, the Zabur was given to Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. On the 18th, the Injil, the Bible, was given to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And on the 24th, the Quran Sharif was revealed to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So this month is a very blessed month, that it is a month of all the divine scriptures coming down. So when this month is so great and so honorable, then Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala made it that to honor this fal yasumho, fast during this month, to honor, to commemorate, to celebrate this great honor it is by fasting. And many things we do by feasting to celebrate. And even in Shariat, there are things like a walima. A person gets married, he has walima. So by food, he will celebrate it. A child is born, we have aqiqah. But there is fasting also to celebrate some ni'mat of Allah, to commemorate it, to appreciate it. We should do it by fasting. Like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given salvation from Fir'aun, the tyranny of Fir'aun. And the Bani Israel, they used to fast on that day. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, we are more worthier of following Musa alayhi salam. So to celebrate that day, commemorate it, fasting, we kept roza. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, when he got his citizenship of Saudi, and now the opportunity to live right next to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for 40 days he kept roza to appreciate it. So we also, whenever any special occasion comes, like for example a student completes his hifz, he completes his alim course, or the parents that my children have completed hifz, where we make da'wat, we invite people, we express our appreciation, and we should also keep rozas also on such occasions. And that will be also very, very good that we keep roza also. Not only all the time feasting, but fasting also. And the fasting also, we should try and do it in the manner prescribed to us. That is a proper fast. So rozas are very, very valuable. And it is just for a few days. Also, like for example, especially now in the month of Ramadan, Allah give us all tawfiq, that when we go to sleep, we sleep maybe for about 3-4 hours, then we have to get up for sehri again. But whatever amount, 4-5 hours, whatever amount of sleep that we do, if we make wudu, which will take us 2-3 minutes, but then the barakat of that and the virtue of that, that a person's ruh will make sajda by the arsh of Allah the whole night. We will be fast asleep, but our ruh will be making sajda by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, unfortunately in this world, we go to Haram Sharif, Makkah Sharif, and we make namazes there also. But our namazes, our bodies are there, but our ruh is floating around everywhere. We are back home again. We are in some politics, we are in some sports. Though we are in sajda there, but our thoughts, our mind is everywhere else. But just by the 2-3 minutes effort, and then our ruh will, the whole night, the ruh will be sajda, in sajda by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So the value of it is very great. The investment is very little. And in fact, to see what we're getting in return, the investment is like null. That your ruh is making sajda the whole night by the arsh of Allah. So there are many ibadat like that in our deen, and we should always also make the dua, Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika, help us, O Allah, on making your dhikr, wa shukrika, shukr is a very great ibadat also, wa husna ibadati, and beautiful ibadat of yours. We are all engaged in our way, we are reading our wazifas, we are spending our 24 hours, but it could be much more better. Like for example, just niyat, that how many sunnats we do. When we eat, all of us eat with the right hand, but is it in our mind that it is the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So by eating with the right hand, there are great benefits in it, very great benefits. Physically, spiritually, every way, those benefits we will get, but the reward of it will be when we do it with the niyat of sunnah. Inshallah, it is in our mind. So immediately if somebody has to eat with the left hand, drink with the left hand, then we have a repulsion for it. We don't like it because we want it sunnah. So it is. But to make this niyat hadir is much more superior. That we do it, that this is the sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And many other things. All of us, inshallah, when we enter the toilet, we are entering with the left leg. Sometimes perhaps we make a mistake, we are unmindfulness or something, but we know it is that we have to enter with the left leg. So we are doing it because it is sunnah. But at that time, if we just think this is the sunnah of my Nabi, that will be much more greater, the dua that we read before entering the toilet. Not while we are entering the toilet, and of course not in the toilet, but before entering the toilet, the dua. That also with the niyat of sunnah. The du'as of eating, if we do them with the niyat of sunnah, then we get the reward of the sunnah also. And that reward is so great. So, husni ibadat. We are doing all the sunnah, but because of not having the niyat, we are losing on so great reward. And as ulama explained, in these times, for every sunnah that we practice, we get the reward of 100 shaheeds. Man ahya sunnati, ay man amila biha. A person who brings to life a sunnah of mine, that is, he makes amal on that sunnah. Falahu biha ajru mi'ati shaheed. Inda fasadi ummati. At the time when there is fasad in the ummah, and we know what's the condition, unfortunately, of the ummah. For that person, the reward of 100 shaheed. And we are losing out. There are many other things. Just by our niyat that we do, we get so much reward. So we make dua that Allah inspires us with husni ibadat, with the best of ibadat. All of us, everyone has got his different. One time, Hazrat Juwayriya radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our great and honorable mother, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam left her home early in the morning and late in the morning, somewhere before Zuhar, somewhere there, he came back and he found her still making ibadat. He left her, she was making ibadat. When he returned, she was making ibadat. He said, "You're sitting from that time?" She said, "Yes, I'm sitting from that time making ibadat." Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, that I said this kalima three times, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimatihi. And that reward is more than what you were saying from that time, 4 hours, 3, 4 hours, whatever time she was making. So we are also reading wazifa, but are they the best one? So in that also we should see our daily programs also. We are giving the time. There are those people who are not giving time. And that is their guna. They don't do no tilawat, no dhikr, no nothing. And also which ibadah to make at which time. Like for example, Quran Sharif, for Ramadan is the whole day. But the real special time of Quran Sharif, in the Quran al-Fajri, kana mashhuda. We should try our best that at Fajr time, when Subah Sadiq starts, that time we are spending in tilawat of Quran Sharif. That we are not doing something else at that time. So all ibadat which is required from us to do the not only the correct, but the best ibadat of that time. When we enter the masjid, tahiyyatul masjid. Like for example, to make your sunnah of Fajr, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to make them at home. And then he should come for his faraz namaz. But for us, Hazrat our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explained to us that Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanwi explained that the sunnah for us now, the better stage is to make the sunnah in the masjid. Though Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to make it at home. And Hazrat explained this, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make his sunnah, and when namaz was ready, jamaat time, Then Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to go and call Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that namaz is ready now. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should come and go direct on the imam's musalla and perform he was the imam and he performed the fajr salat. So the tahiyatul masjid gets done with that namaz also. So when the farad is read, the tahiyatul masjid also got done. If we come and make our sunnahs, we read them at home, we come to the masjid and we sit down. That time we are not permitted to make any nafal namaz. And when fajr time comes in, the only namaz that is allowed are the two sunnahs of fajr. And no other namaz is allowed. So we can't make it. So we lose out on that. So a person, if he makes it at home, and that riwayat, there is kalam in that riwayat also, or how strong that riwayat is, of the virtues of making the sunnahs at home. But to get the two rakat of tahiyatul masjid here also. So, husna ibadat. So many things we do in our lifetime, we are not really conscious, is this the best ibadat that I could do? And many times, years would have passed, and then we realize, just if I've made this niyat also. Also, it is a fact that many, many great, great buzurg have reached the great stages just on niyat. By niyat, a person goes so far, and other people, by their great effort, they were nowhere. Like, for example, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw a priest, a Christian priest, greatly involved in ibadah, and he was sincere in his way, though it's the wrong way, but he was making so much ibadah, he was devoting himself, and for hours and hours long. But Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu read the ayat, amilatun, making lot of effort, lot of amal. Amilatun nasiba, so much so that sweat comes on the forehead. So hard work, like hard labor, so much. Tasla naran hamiya, in spite of all that, will be flung into the fire of Jahannam. So if our ibadat is in the wrong direction, and similarly, we are doing the right, but of the lesser value. And we could have been in the same time doing, and that is one great benefit of sohbat and company. Like one person, a hafiz of Quran, imam also. He was performing for how many years he was making imamat. But because he did not have company, righteous company, in his du'a-i qunut, which we read in witr namaz, وَنَشْكُرُكَ وَلَا نَكْفُرُكَ. We make shukr of yours, O Allah, and we are not unthankful to you. We don't make kufr with you. But he was putting the la at the wrong place. And he was reading, لَا نَشْكُرُكَ وَنَكْفُرُكَ. We don't make your shukr, and we make kufr with you. We are unthankful to you. So a person, 30 years, is an imam also. And this kind. So this is very important. So we make dua for this, for husna ibadat. For the best of ibadat. Grant me the best of ibadat. So, for example also, when we come to the first saf before starting our namaz, we should read, Allahumma atini afdala ma tu'ti ibadika salihin. Oh Allah, grant me that, the best which you give for your ibadat salihin. One of the du'as we should read when we go to Makkah Sharif, oh Allah, make us of the best of the groups that come. Usually people go in groups when they go for Umrah, go for Hajj. Make us of the best group. All, how many people will be making ibadat in the Haram of Makkah Sharif, Haram of Medina Sharif? But everyone according to his level is getting his reward. So we also, so Allah give us that tawfiq. So this month that Allah Ta'ala has given us, that we spend this month also, spend our lives also in the best of ibadat. We are making whatever little effort we can do, we are doing, but we could do it perhaps in a much more superior way. The same effort, the same time also, and we could have got so much more reward. For example, a youngster, he decides, I want to become an Ali. Another youngster, maybe his brother also, his friend, he decides, I want to become a doctor. Another one, engineer, whatever. Now, they will be all make effort.
6-7 years of studies they will put in. But where the alim reaches, those people can't even lift their head and they fall back also. They can't see where the alim reaches. And these people, with their dunya's education, and if it's the wrong education, secular, denying the existence of Allah, denying religion, then they made effort, but where they reached. And the person who studied Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif, sat at the feet of ulama, and he was all the time with namaz, etc. What is his condition? So our life is going to pass, but that we make the best of ibadah. Our Ramadan, everyone, we don't also, one very important thing, we don't have to keep on calculating, one roza finished, two rozas finished, 28 rozas left. No, it's going to get finished. We don't have to worry. That's not our, what we wasting our time, but how we spending our time. There's so many rakats of Taraweeh are finished now, so many are left now. They're going to get finished. In any case, the number of the rakats of Taraweeh, our rozas, number of rozas, my Quran Sharif, I've read 4 suparas, I still have to read 26. They, inshallah, it will finish. But let us see that we're making the best ibadat. That is what, not all, and the correct ibadat, first the correct ibadat, and then the best ibadat. And when also, Allah give us all tawfiq, we make bayan also. We should also make dua, oh Allah, let me only speak those things which are correct. And, oh Allah, let me speak in the, those things which are the best. And let the people understand it also in the best way. Otherwise, many people understand it very negatively. One alim gave a bayan on all the negatives of jadu, witchcraft, black magic which people do, that people overemphasize on it and take it too serious, all those things. He was negative about it. Immediately after that, one person said, what a bayan Maulana made. And he explained that how serious this matter is. He took the complete opposite meaning. So everyone, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullah alayh, jazawmullah khair, he should make one niyat when he should make bayan, for every individual that sits in my bayan, who listens to my bayan, oh Allah, make it that I speak those words which are the most important, most necessary, most beneficial for every individual. And everyone, we've got something in our mind, something that happened in our lives. Now we hear a statement, we interpret it, it registers in our mind as what we have in our background. For everyone, it registers differently. And everyone takes a different aspect and a different meaning of it. So if we make that niyat, then inshallah, according to that, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ. From that ayat also we should try and read when we have the time before I bayan, that whatever we speak, people will be influenced accordingly. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So this is a month also, our whole life, and particularly this month, that we spend it in husna ibadati, the best of Allah Ta'ala's ibadat, that which will benefit us the most. So we should try and see. So this month, one is the rozas, and to keep the rozas properly, and to fast. And after that is the taraweeh of the night. And that also should be done in the most appropriate, the best way of making taraweeh. We are very far from it. Our best taraweeh is also very far from it. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu should start with the taraweeh, and usually taraweeh is delayed, Isha is delayed in Ramadan, so that people get ready properly and come properly. And then their taraweeh should be till such a time that when they go home, they should say, bring the seri quickly. Just now is Subah Sadiq. In other words, they had very little time left for seri, and that was the taraweeh, the whole night taraweeh, not qiyami late. Taraweeh they should make so long. So we are very far from it. But in any case, still try and make the best taraweeh. And the fashion that has come now is to go for the earliest taraweeh, wherever it is early. And unfortunately, some report that people made Isha before the time of Isha also. So the your Isha is not made, your taraweeh is in jeopardy. If your Isha Faraz is not made, you made it before time. And many people, They make their Taraweeh at the venues where they're making Taraweeh, which are not masjid. At a house, at a shop, etc. And some of them, generally, alhamdulillah, still people come for to the masjid for the faraz. But some people just make their faraz also there. So you're making your faraz when a masjid is nearby, in the vicinity, and you don't go to the masjid for your faraz. So what is the quality of that ibadat? So all, each one of us should think the quality of our ibadat which we are engaged in. I am thinking I'm doing a lot of ibadat, but is it, what is the quality of that ibadat? So our Taraweeh also, we shouldn't look for the earliest Taraweeh, and never for the fastest Taraweeh. But what itminan we should try and make our Taraweeh. There is no rushing, there shouldn't be any rushing. And all that you save is about 5 minutes or 10. 10 minutes is also difficult. 5, 8 minutes you save from those who are making very fast Taraweeh and those who take it cool and calm and they do it nicely. There is no real difference. And once a year, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great Sahaba, they should appoint the Qurra, the best readers that lead the people in Namaz. That the people who are not Hafiz, and a person generally who is not a Hafiz, many times he is Nazara, looking inside is also weak, his reading. And our reading is weak generally. But at least Ramadan is one month that we can hear to a perfect Quran Sharif. Usually the Qurra who are reading, they are reading, they are those that have, their reading is far superior than our reading. So we get a chance to hear the whole Quran. So when we are in Taraweeh also, listen with that also. That I'm listening to the Kalam of Allah, I could not read it like that. But I'm at least listening to it like that. And at least one khatam of the Quran Sharif. And this also, if we are, there are 3 khatams made, Mubarak. 10 khatams made, 3 suparas a night, very good. But the quality is more important. More than the quantity amount that we read, that the quality must be correct. Not that we are very great Qurra or something, but reasonably that the reading should be acceptable, should be passable, and should be correct. And most of us, that we our reading, we are not Hafiz. We can't read like that, but we get the opportunity to listen. So to listen, and to listen to the Kalam of Allah, to read it also, how lot we read in Fadail Quran, the etiquette when we read Quran Sharif, how lot we should prepare ourselves. Similarly, when we're going to listen, and almost 100% for all of us, this is the only opportunity we get to hear Quran Sharif. Who of us will ask even my own son or my own father that will read for me every day one supara, I will listen to you. There are people, mashallah, but how many of us? Yeah, we're getting it, it's arranged, and it's in the month of Ramadan. It's in the masjid preferably, and it is in namaz that we are listening. What an opportunity Allah give us. So we should do the Taraweeh also with great passion and with great enthusiasm and looking forward, not just wishing that now so many rakats finish or so many left now to finish. No, we should look forward to it and we should try and make our Taraweeh properly. And then in Husna Ibadat is the tilawat of Quran. After finishing with Quran Sharif, in Taraweeh, our own tilawat also. And how much we can do, we should try and read Quran Sharif. And make Quran Sharif alive. The Sahaba, the Tabi'een, the people of later time, they should say that they should fall over the Quran from Rajab and in Shaban fully. What is meant by falling over the Quran? They should just be engaged in Quran Sharif. That is before Ramadan to get ready for Ramadan. Then in Ramadan you can't imagine how much of Quran Sharif they should read. This is the month of the Quran Sharif. And the Quran is meant to be recited. And just the tilawat, not all the different qiraats etc. which are meritorious, not all the tafsir etc. and not all the spiritual explanation of the Quran, all that is very meritorious. But just simple, straightforward tilawat, recitation of Quran. Allah commanded Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did all the tafsir. He's the fountain source of all the tafsir, of all the spiritual explanation, the deeper and inner meanings of the Quran, which are not open to everyone. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the fountain source of all that. But with all that, Allah said, "Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab." There are many other ayat also where Allah commanded tilawat of Quran. That is just reading the Quran Sharif. That is very, very great. And for us, we try and read it with, properly. And those who are ulama try and reflect on the meaning also. Not the deep, deep meaning, but just the meaning of the Quran Sharif also. And the Quran Sharif, as one alim when he was making bayan, he said, "Now I will dive into the ocean of the Quran and bring up beautiful gems and present them to you." The Quran Sharif is filled with beautiful gems, and for everyone, not only for the ulama. Even if we don't know Arabic at all, but we read it properly, Allah will open upon us. And such understanding we will have, and our mental capacity will be increased so greatly by the barakat of the Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif opens everything. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, his contemporaries should say, "Way, you became a Maulvi. You've got a brain that you should become a top barrister at law. You've got such a brain." He says, "That brain that I've got, everyone's brain is a brain. But my brain became like this because I became a Maulvi. Because of Quran Sharif." The Quran Sharif's barakat will make a person's brain work and function in such a way where no barrister can reach, no professor and no scientist can ever even imagine where that mind reaches. So far it reaches. For example, on one occasion an Englishman told Hazrat Maulana Shabbir Ahmed Usmani Rahmatullah Ali, Shaykh al-Islam, who was in Pakistan, that "You people have been commanded in the Quran Sharif to reflect and ponder on the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab." The changing of the day and night, the stars, the moon, and all the astronomy, what and what they eat. "And you people have been encouraged, but you people didn't do it, we did it, and we reached the moon." Whether they reached the moon or not, there are also difference whether they actually reached it. But anyway, they say, "We reached the moon, and you people still nowhere." Eh? So Maulana explained to him, the object of reflecting on the creation of Allah is to understand the creation of Allah and to reach the Creator. And we have reached the Creator. We have got our ta'alluq, and you people are still drowned in the creation. You are still limited to the creation. And the object of it is not to just take the benefit of the creation, but to reach the Creator. That is the object. So this is what we have to show. Quran Sharif, by reading Quran Sharif, one of the strongest means to reach Allah Ta'ala. And then the company of the righteous and the pious, and the month of Ramadan, in which Allah opens all this. So we should try and take great advantage of this. This is now the great month, Shahrul Ramadan, الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. That this is a month that the month is also so valuable, and in it the Quran Sharif and all the heavenly kitabs were revealed, makes it even more valuable. Like a person is coming to visit you, a very, very special person. And he's coming also in a very, very special conveyance also. The vehicle is also. So this is a month, Na'mal Raqib wa Na'mal Markab. The conveyance is also so honorable, the month of Ramadan. And the passenger, the Quran Sharif, is also coming. So to honor this month and to honor this guest which has come, Allah gave us rozas to keep. Not all meals that we present for the month of Ramadan. Many of us, we are more worried before our preparation for Ramadan from 6 months before, 3 months before. Our preparation is our samosas, our fries, our white meat, and that we worry about. But the preparation is that we get into Quran Sharif reading. We start keeping rozas, and we the honor of this month of Ramadan is the fasting during the day, the ibadat during the night, other types of ibadat. This is the honor for this great month. So Allah has given us this great month, and to respect and honor it is by fasting. When a guest comes to us, and if we haven't prepared, we knew the guest is coming, but we didn't prepare. And the eagerness also of the guest coming, one was, which was in the Ummah throughout the world, 29th of Shaban, then people would go outside to go and look for the month, the moon, that the month is coming. Unfortunately, that has been changed now. Now, before, we should just hear radio announcement that the moon has been sighted. Now we are just looking at our phone for any message that the moon has been sighted. Now the passion and eagerness of going out, when all the men, women, children, all should go out and looking for the moon, that is gone. So this is such a mehman that he's coming to you and you're going out of town to look for him, to welcome him. But unfortunately, that also we are deprived of. But we should have still that passion, that on the 29th, keep our eyes, ears open, and everyone can, in whichever way, at least they make look, give a glance to the horizon, to see if the moon, can I see the moon or not. And then when you see the moon, Allahumma ahillahu alayna bil imani wal islami, the dua we should read. So when the guest comes, welcome the guest with this beautiful dua also. So with this month of Ramadan. But if we don't, we are not worried also. We just carrying on in our way. If I get the news, well, the news has come. But if I don't get it, I'm not even really concerned. That should not be the case. That passion should be waiting for this month. That how the like a guest, we waiting long before. So we should be waiting. And if this guest comes to us, finally, and we are least prepared for it. Not our tilawat we have put in order. We haven't got used to keeping rozas. Nothing we have done. And now it is like the guest has come to us and we can't find the key for the door. And the guest is standing in the sun. He's standing in the rain. And we can't open the door. And finally, when we bring him in from the back door, and he has to walk over some boxes which are kept there. It's that path is not clear and clean. We didn't prepare for him in any way. And when we show him his room, it is also the bed is not made up. There are things lying around. Who will want to stay there? If we welcoming Ramadan like that. And Ramadan comes not to take from us, not to have meals. It comes to keep us hungry. It comes to keep, it doesn't come to eat by us. We got the wrong idea, many of us. Our Ramadan is all the nice food at Sehri, at Iftari time. All the savouries and all that. Then when we have the supper and a big sumptuous meal again, after Taraweeh again, the whole object of fasting is defeated in that. It is a month of fasting, but for most of us, it is a month of feasting. We feast during this month, and every day, ordinarily, we will have a nice meal sometimes once a month, or some occasion somebody is coming, then we have prepared a nice good meal. Normally we just eat our normal meals, but Ramadan, every night we are feasting. There is savory, there are desserts, and everything all extra. And all this leads to now what terrible things which we are hearing, bride parties organized for the community, and for men and women all mixed, and with all other haram things involved in there also. Where we reach, one good friend of ours from Malaysia, he explained when he made the Ramzan year, he was surprised that Maghrib Namaz so many people. He said that in our country, Maghrib Namaz, if you get one Musalli, you are lucky. He said all the restaurants are booked out 3-6 months before time. And all, you're inviting your family, you're inviting your community, you're inviting everyone, and all are there. And they're opening their roza. No arrangement for Namaz also. What kind of a roza that you first thing after the roza, your first namaz also is just blown out. And there is nothing. He says he made effort and now he's getting at least 5-6 people coming to the masjid for Maghrib namaz. Otherwise he says, I should be alone for Maghrib namaz. So we don't understand. Many times we say the ulama are too strict and too hard. When you allow, you don't know where you reach finally. And Malaysia is a Muslim country. And his own personal, he's the imam of the masjid. And he told us, Maulana Umair. So we all should take cognizance of this also. Where we feel, don't be so hard, don't be so strict. The minute you open that door, that the door is open, the people say also, just get your foot in the door. And then afterwards it means you'll enter and take over the house also. You just get your foot in now and you'll take over the house also. So all these wrong practices where they just get their foot in, finally they push out all the right and nothing is left of the right. So we should try and tilawat of Quran Sharif, try and fill up in this month. And then after that we still have time, the zikr, dua is a special ibadat also. And the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And very special is to stay away from all types of guna. And as we have explained, everyone's guna is different. We are sitting in i'tikaf, our gunas are different compared to people who are going to shops, etc. and going to their day-to-day work. They are involved there, there are women around them, when they go to the malls, etc., music is playing there. They have to safeguard themselves from those gunas. Yeah, no woman come here, there is no music here. We should be very particular that on our phone, and this is also a very sad thing, very good people, when the phone rings sometimes, it's a musical tone. And when you have the courage and the position, you can tell the person, he says, the children got hold of the phone and they change it. What flimsy excuses also, what stupid excuses also, and how many good people, and it doesn't bother them also. And music, it has come in the Hadith Sharif, that the stepping stone to zina, to adultery, is music. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I've come to destroy musical instruments, that there must be no music anywhere, the instruments must be destroyed. And this music, one time, which was a ustad of ours, he was in Medina Sharif in the month of Ramadan. And it was a silent namaz, Zohar or Asr. And one person with a musical tone on his phone was standing very near the imam. And those mics are very powerful, the mics of the imams of Makkah and Medina. And his phone rang. And it was a musical tone. And from the imam's mic of Masjid and Nabawi, music was playing in the whole masjid, and the mics are outside the masjid. All the precincts of the haram, music was playing. People screamed out that, what the time has come, music from the imam's mic in Ramadan, in namaz, and music is playing here. Whereas and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is alive in his qabr. And he has to witness this. How lot of hurt aren't we causing our Nabi? We get very, very angry with people who make cartoons, etc. That is their guna. But what is our guna? When we go with our beard shaved, and we go in front and we're reading Salatu Salam. When we go with suit and tie and we are reading Salatu Salam. And this is not far-fetched. With my eyes I saw people with suit and tie reading Salatu Salam. So we are causing so much of hurt to our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We as the Muslims, and we who have got malice in our heart, our guna is there. We have got jealousy in our heart, and that is our guna. We are worried about other people who are not making namaz, and we got how many thoughts and ideas and love of kufr in the heart. The dressing of the kuffar, the sports of the kuffar, the lifestyle of the kuffar, their brand names and their big, whoever they regard as big people, whether it's a film star or whether it is a sports player, and those people's love in the heart, Our gunas are these gunas. We must get cleared of our gunas. We are so worried of the gunas of other people and we don't think of our own gunas. Allah give us all tawfiq and with dua. Now we engage ourselves in duas. Make dua for ourselves, for our deen, our dunya, our akhirah. Make dua for the ummah, for Haramain Sharifain. We know what funny things are happening. Terrible things are happening there. How lot of dua. And that dua everyone can make. Nobody has prevented us from dua. Perhaps we can't go there and make jihad there and fight with them. But dua we can make. And if we didn't do that also, we will be answerable for that. That the wrong which is being done so openly, so brazenly, and such terrible wrong, and you didn't even make dua, that Allah Ta'ala change it. That we will be responsible for that. If we can, our duty is not to have big discussions at what's happening. And they are like this, and they are like that, and they are the poodles of America and Israel and all those things. That's not going to get us anywhere. Dua will take us very far. So Allah give us tawfiq. Let us use our time correctly in this great and auspicious month. Wa akhiru da'wana.